Jack, really good to see you here at Test Day at Silverstone, coming back for another bite of the cherry in the British F4 Championship. You just climbed out of the car after, I think it's almost a dry session, was that?
Yeah, it was a bit iffy, a few wet patches here and there, but no, it was quite fun actually. Like a bit loose, but it was fun. Yeah, the pace didn't seem too bad there, so I think if we just string everything together, we would have been P2, so... P5, I think we ended up, so not too bad, but yeah, keep grafting.
You've come back, as I say, for another bite of the cherry with a year under your belt, all that experience of the championship. Do you think that's going to stand you in good stead this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think last year we didn't quite get to show our potential. I mean, we had a few podiums here and there, but I think the pace always was kind of hindered by, you know, car problems or just a bad luck and sometimes mistakes from myself. So, yeah, I think it could have been easy to rush up and move up from this to F3 or whatever is next from F4. But we thought, you know, may as well stay in a championship we know, especially a championship as well run as British F4. Move to Rodin, who, you know, a very, very good team, and they've been around for a long while. In various forms. So yeah, I think this is just a development from the previous season, and yeah, I'm just going to keep trying to better myself each round.
Yeah, we chatted throughout last season, and I got a real sense of you developing as a driver in that car and improving your racecraft immeasurably.
Yeah, definitely. I think you know, the start of the year, we started off really strong with the podium at round one. And then midway through the year, we struggled with a few technical difficulties with the car, which CDR, you know, worked hard to fix over summer, which I'm very grateful for. And then, yeah, as soon as we kind of had that fixed, the results kind of came back a bit, but it was just a bit too late for us. So, yeah, I'm sure this year I have complete faith in Rodin. You know, they always turn out a good car every round. So, you know, no excuses this year. It's all on me.
You're one of a handful of returnees this year. Faces that are familiar to you, you've raced against last season. That's going to be a tough sort of front-end competition, isn't it? And the rookies coming in on paper, there's some very tidy talent there.
Yeah, I think, you know, the returnees, none of them, you know, all of them have got podiums in the previous year, pretty much. So, you know, Deegan, James, and even Alex, who's come over from Spanish, you know, they're all very strong candidates for the championship, and it's going to be a tough season battling them. But, you know, you kind of cherish that battle at the front because it drives you forward as a driver and, you know, as a person. With the rookies, yeah, we have some really strong rookies coming to the grid this year. Nowadays, with the amount of testing everyone does, it's almost like they come in and they're not quite rookies. The only thing they've not done is a proper race weekend. So, yeah, they're always very strong. And as Gustav showed last year, you know, rookies can really mix it at the front. So, yeah, it should be interesting to see how everything pans out when the season starts. It's hard to take a true reading from testing because people are on different run plans and, you know, do different things with the car. So it'll be interesting at qualifying at Donington to see how everyone shapes out.
It'll be with us before we know it, won't it? Just finally, you built a great relationship with Gustav last season. You still in touch?
Yeah, we are. Obviously, he's gone off to Italy now. And I still keep an eye on all his testing. They're at Barcelona a couple of days ago, I think. So I always make sure to watch out. And yeah, we've become very good friends. It's probably a bit easier now that we aren't racing together. We don't have to worry so much about any incidents. But no, he's doing very well for himself. And yeah, I'm seeing him soon. So yeah, I mean, obviously, without last year, I wouldn't have met him. So. Yeah. Another upside from British F4.
Well, when you see him, pass on our best wishes. But for you, Jack, I hope you have a great season.
Thank you. Thank you very much.